Hey guys, hello and welcome to another episode of the Ultimate Consumer Podcast. As you know me, I'm your host and I'm going to be doing a bit of a rundown of everything that we did for last month, and I'm going to be doing a rundown also for this month's variations, some of the recent art I've seen, some of the art I've acquired even, and I'm going to be just talking basically on the culture and the recent happenings in life, what I understand of modern culture, of how it's going, how everything is actually playing out in our society as a whole, and also the gaming aspect of my life, how I've kind of factored it into my creations, and what happened with the last magazine where I put like a like an instance or like a drive for just the gaming community out there, because really it's been a massive hit, and they've actually been putting creative updates to the gaming world, and I think there's so much yet still to offer, and I'm actually just ready for it. So thank you guys actually for taking time to listen here. I just want to say that because you could be doing a million things and you're doing this now. So yeah, first off, I've not recently changed the AWS event, because AWS event is gonna happen in a couple of days. It's gonna happen in a couple of days, and for the variations of the selections for the entertainment side of this month. These are some of the happenings in modern times. Way back, like for Mr. Peep. I just use it to like reflect back on the colonial masters and how they brought about education, religion, and all that stuff, and what they've actually done to the African race, and all the aspect and all the intuition that they brought when they came, all the culture, all the books that they actually gave us to read and all that stuff. Like I remember when I was reading Old Man and the Sea, there was this one about kids that were actually stranded on the desert. I can't remember the name. Stranded on an island. So yeah, those are some of the books that actually like I used to like create culture when I was younger, and so that was what drove me to the Mr. Peep movie. For CoffeeZilla is actually, I know that you guys know who CoffeeZilla is, so Coffee is actually like giving clarity to society. So it's actually breaking down recent happenings and stuffs that actually that are hidden. Like he makes them known, so he brings out everything in the open, make sure that businesses are legit, and like keep people informed, and so as you don't like lose your way, or you don't lose a lot of money when you're trying to invest. So that's for Coffee. All of Us Are Dead is actually a classic movie. It's a classic series, and I hope that we get a season 2, because I really want to see what the creators of that series, what they are going to bring, because it was, when I watched it, I was not expecting to get that much thrill from it, because everything was definitely a surprise. With each turn, I was anticipating what's gonna happen next. So, and also you need to deprogram whatever it is that you're being psyoped on. You need to like kind of deprogram yourself and come back to reality, touch some grass, and make sure you're getting it right. So yeah, so that was just the basic section of that part. And Frankly, I'm not gonna lie. As for this month, I don't even know who is gonna be the feature, or maybe I do, but I'm just saying. So you know, I'm really looking forward to see something that will impress me. And I know for the artistic community, like, you guys are really making a killing. I've seen so many different variations of artworks that I love, and even some of them I try to like factor into my own design. Like, you know, a good artist tend to copy, my brothers. They tend to copy, my guys. Yeah, so some of those things I actually learned from you guys, and to be honest, you guys have actually been a big part of what I've been doing, and you guys have actually like foster growth within my own self, like pushed me to be better, to give out better, to do better works. And I really want to say a big shout out to you guys, because yeah, without you there will be no me. So yeah, come on. So yeah, for the guys that are actually on display currently, I've had Mac Miller for a very long time, and I know you know Vassment. I can't seem to pronounce Stefan Vass. I'm sorry, but yeah, I've had him for so long, and he's been doing really different varieties of works, and to be honest, they are really unique and standing pieces. Whenever I see them, I don't like pause for a while or stare for a while. I actually tend to see the meaning immediately and understand what it's actually trying to say. But Matt, I want to like press on Matt, because Matt actually, like, why I talk more on Matt is because, why I said Matt, I want to press on Matt is because when I started, I think, I can't really remember, but that was in my early times. Like, I saw what Matt was actually giving out, and it was really, really, really impressive. And for Matt, I would say within his expressions, is usually very bold and expressive. It's not, despite that we are in a modern era. Like, he touches on varieties of parts of any design that he's trying to portray. So yeah, Matt is really one to look out for. So I'm just going to go back and forth with him, Matt and Stefan, because Stefan I like a lot. Because yeah, I've actually observed some of his work. I don't know if he's a guy or girl, I'm sorry, but yeah, so actually done that, and I've actually like stalked for a while. Stalked him, boy. So yeah, I actually follow a lot of his works, and yeah, there are pieces that you should cop if you're really looking to get something that will stick out and impress. Also, I'll say for Chalk, I'm not even surprised, my guy. For you to be able to embed living organisms in your design and still give me a touch of your own soul in within your artwork is just something I am amazed at. I'm not going to like say I've not seen something like that before, but when I look at your work, immediately sticks out, and I'm like, wow. So so it's not like it's something that if I see in the future, I'm still going to be impressed, because then again, it has something in the past that I've not seen at all, or something that I've forgotten about, and then it's just boom, and it's right in front of me again in the future, and I'm like, wow, what's this? So Chalk, I'm gonna say big ups to you, man. It's not I'm not capping, bro, because I saw your work, and I'm really, really impressed. It's something that people look at and actually see aspects of designs and different ways of different ways that you can actually embrace art. different artistic styles, different artistic models in your design, brother, in your design. Like, I'm really impressed. So I could go on and on and on, but I'm just going to cut off some of the guys because, I'm really impressed. And it's not just to shower praise on you guys, because for you to be consistent regardless of time, it's not a joke. Like, I could sit here and call out artists that are not the best, or artists that have not done it right, or artists that are still like trying to get ahead. But I won't do that, because there are so many of you that are actually paving ways and actually stamping, putting timestamps on real life, on world life events, and actually keeping it as a stand piece, so that in the future we actually have it on hand, so that we can display. Because with the different designs that are actually out now, and the world that we live in, all these designs are not just for the now, because after time passed, we're still gonna go ahead and then we actually come in contact with them again, because after we've lived 100 years, a thousand years more, even when some of us are dead, and we are trying to look back on what is happening in the current state that we're in now, there are going to be so many artworks that is actually going to see a lot of it. So this is something that I'm actually really, really impressed by, because for you to be able to put time in a bottle or time in a capsule and then store it in form of a painting, and be able to, with the digital age that we are in, be able to transfer it so far and wide that you can go in all parts of the world and still hold the same meaning that you are trying to portray, is something really, really beautiful. So I'm not just but you guys are actually making a killing. So it's just factual. So I like Normal Neighbor, like you saw. Normal Neighbor is like it's like my new favorite, brother. It's doing good work. I got like, it took me back to the days of I'll say 1990s, when there was Sega, there was the Famicom, like, man, those were the Nintendo, the Game Cubes and all that. And all those are like something that has happened, like, not like it has happened, like something that my childhood, like the 1990s, like, no offense, but for the Gen Z, the ones that are living in the now, the kids that are living now, like, to be honest, there are so many things that they've not like actually had fun with, because I won't like go in depth to it, but there's so many things I feel they've missed out on. I know they have the new age tech to actually play with, and that's fun and all, but for us that we are the 90s kids and growing up, we knew nothing about technology, and we're just learning, we're starting off with it and all that. For us to see how far we've come and be able to like see what we know and see it again, come on, I know what I'm saying, because over time I've actually looked and I've been impressed with how far that we've come. I've not had time to play the PS5, but I can tell that the graphics is mind blowing, because when I watch it, I'm like, what's this? Even the game I play is like, it's like I'm going to the movies every time I log in. So yeah, come on. So it's something that I'm actually impressed. I'm impressed by it. Then there's it's Raph. Come on. Yeah, this guy is me making a killer, but I'm just gonna move on to Zulu Polo. I think I met Zulu I think it was 2015 on Facebook. I saw his work and I was like, what's this? I think Zolo's work is not what I'm used to. So that was why I picked it first off. Because I've seen so many different attributes being etched in modern design these days, but so Zolo's art is somewhat different, and then again, it's always sticking out. And for me, I believe for a good artwork, you don't like, no offense to the guys that actually do good work and want to see their name etched on it, it's fine and good. But for me, I feel people should see your work and know that it's yours. You don't need to etch your name on it. No offense, you can actually do that if you want, but I feel you don't need to etch your name on it, because if you're a good artist, maybe I'm just speculating, but if you're good at what you do, sometimes you don't need to etch your name on it. And if people have known you with a particular variation, a particular style, a particular design, and they see your work, they actually understand that, oh, this is your work. Yeah, I want a signed copy. I want your what's it called? Etched on it somewhere. But yeah, but I'm just saying, for me to look at your work and immediately know it's yours without seeing your name on the side or on the top or wherever, and I just know immediately it's your work, is actually very impressive for me. It stands out. It sticks out to me a lot more. It sticks out to me. It makes me like wonder, wow, how can you be so accurate that I actually once I see what you've created, I actually know is yours. Yeah, because we as humans, we don't have barcode scanned. I think we do in our DNA, but yeah, that's just by the way. But yes, moving on. Yeah, it's something that I love. I don't mind either way you guys want to do. You guys are making a killing still. Let nobody say anything. I'll be pissed about what I said. It's all up. For Tyler brought back memories of the NBA, because I used to play basketball. So when I saw Tyler come across my screen, I was impressed immediately. And I love it. And I picked this one because Kyrie be making a killing. Kyrie be doing the most. And with the Kendrick Lamar album, Kendrick Lamar diss on Drake. No offense, man. It's a trend. Like when you check the MACD and everything is just bullish. So yeah, so it was just I was immediately in sync with Tyler's creation. So yeah. You actually did a good one. So, and I picked this one because the Mavs won their final. So yeah, it's just like a shout out to the NBA. So you know we love ballers. Yeah, we do. And for Polygon is actually impressive, because Polygon does like the neons, come on, the neons. Like, it's beautiful. Like, I must say, like, it's beautiful. When you etch neons and you just keep them, I store them in the bottle. Come on, man. Like, for real, like, I've never been to Times Square, but if I see this in Times Square, I would definitely want to know who created it. So, yeah. So, it's just my own thoughts on it. And it's been lovely, like, coming across Polygon's art. Like I somewhat like the 2D, the 2D what's it called, the 2D pixelated kind of sort of art. So when I came across Polygon, I was actually very impressed, because I never knew you could do that. So yeah, I'm just saying, like, I never knew it could happen in such a way that it did. So when I saw it immediately, I was like, wow, this is nice. So yeah. And Mendez is good. Mendez, man, I'm not gonna talk too much. I'm just gonna pass, because my guy know he's good. I'm gonna go. Like, yeah, so for you, like, okay, I saw some other artworks, like I saw one of others, like, I want to touch on it because I saw it and it was impressive. Like, I saw it and I was kind of impressed. I really did like it. I was surprised to see the creation and I was impressed. So I've also come across some pop art. Oh, wow, some pop art, like, I've been seeing and I'll be like, what's this? There are actually people that actually sit down and make sure to tell a story every time they draw something. Like, they make sure to tell a story every time they put pen to paper, and that is just amazing. Like, if you can give at such an impressive rate to people, and give with a meaning behind your message every single time you put it down, come on. You should be applauded, no offense. Yeah, you should be applauded. So, like, for the guys dropping pop art, I can't remember names of it, but yeah, like, guys dropping pop art, actually very, very impressive, and I do like them. Mental notes, we take down names on my name names, but I just okay. I think I do enough to name names, so I'm sorry if I can't remember. So I did see Aziz on IG, and I think it's a painting, like, structured art, like, with designs etched in, and wow, like, I'm actually impressed with the artistic community for the month of May. I was not by any chance surprised that you guys will definitely deliver. So that was why I give, like, a huge chunk of some of it to the gaming community, because yeah, we are also gaining grounds and making moves and getting ahead. So it was definite that it was definite that some of it has to be said, and that was what I tried to do. That's what I tried to do. So I was just trying to, like, give some voice. So again, let the voices of the community that I actually know and love, that I grew up in, that has made a mark in some of my life choices and all that. I'm just trying to say, yeah. So, like, I just put it out there that, like, yeah, they should just get some love. So that was why I put them there. Also, I like some kind of imaginative designs, like designs that let you, that gives you thought focus, like, let you think on this design. Like, it lets you ponder on it a bit. Like, you don't just sit around and, you know, there are designs that you see and be like, wow, this is nice, and then you look away. But there are designs that you see and you sit and you think on it and you be like, wow, okay, what is it actually saying? What's the point? What's the message trying to pass? And those designs are some of the ones that I put out in front. Yeah, because I like the one of the butterfly that was taken of the building. Yeah. So I was like, I was really, really fascinated by it when I saw it. So I thought about it and I was like, okay, what's this message trying to pass? What are you trying to get off on? Over time, I've actually come to realize that the designs or the art that we portray, and the culture that we, and the life that we're living, are actually intertwined, because some of the in the medieval times, that I say, in the medieval times when they'll go to war, or maybe a king's wedding, or you get like a ceremonial event, and or that they actually etch it in different times. They could etch it in a stone, etch it in and a piece of paper, like in a decree of some sort, like they keep it in the time. So with the different arts that they brought out, the different designs that they have actually portrayed in modern times now, like so many of them I see showcasing events and issues pertaining to modern culture and modern life. So this is something that I'm actually really impressed with the arts community, because they actually took our time to like give us something to look forward to, or something to embrace in the future terms. Because I saw what's his name, but it's it's like a time loop of from birth to death, like a time loop from birth to death. So it was a recent artwork. I think it's DK, yeah, DK's artwork. So from birth to death, and it was something that like, okay, this is a painting of eternity, like, because over time it happens regardless of whatever goes on in the world. That's like a constant key, so that must happen. And when I saw that, I was like really impressed. So this is why I say like the artistic community are not just putting out art just for art's sake. They're actually putting art to make meaning and give life beauty. So this is a necessity, because we as humans, we are creative beings, and regardless of whatever that goes on in our lives, we are definitely going to put out, we are going to show up and show out. So when I see artists doing works of tangible interest, I tend to commend them, because I know it takes a lot for you to like sit down and plan, design, and make meaning of whatever you want to showcase to the world. And I'm really looking forward to see what we're gonna get as time goes on, because I think there's more to give. Like, to be honest, like, I can't lie, like, you guys know there's more to give. Like, I'm sure that as I'm recording this, there are some of you sitting down and actually trying to make works that I'm going to be surprised at when I see. And I'm not saying that you make works I'm not saying you make works and then you come show me. Like, I'm not trying to say that, but like there are works that I see and I'm really, really impressed. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, so I'm just ready. I'm hoping I get to see some of your beautiful works though. And I'm hoping I get the time to share them too, because the world needs to understand that there's beauty in art, and there's meaning to everything that we have actually come across as a human race. And as it stands now, there's more to give. And regardless of how far we come, there's still more to go, rather. So yeah, like I'm just like, I'm a bit excited, I'm a bit jitty for it, because coming this far to see what you guys have done in such a short period of time is actually really, really amazing. Because I wouldn't say that I was paying attention at first, but I am taking notice of every single detail, and it's really, really surprising, because now we are no longer looking for prints. We actually have digital copies of basically most of happenings here, I would say. So we have digital copy of everything, so now it's easier to like circulate, it's easier to showcase, it's easier to explain whatever it is that you are trying to get the world to understand. And for us, for we, like the consumers now, see, the consumers now, despite that they say, they want a particular stuff, we as artists, that we as a collective, we know what it means to what we are supposed to give the community, and at what time we're supposed to give the community. So this is something that I've seen in the culture of artists, and it's really, really amazing, because they know when to drop a piece, they know when to put out something interesting, they know when to make meaning of life, they know when to balance the ratio of design that is actually showcased in the world as a whole. Take for example, what's his name, Tom. Tom's new, is he? No, Tony Babel. Tony's new design is not. I'm really not surprised to see, like, because I knew that I did not say, I will not say I knew that he was going to drop it, or I just know that I knew that something like that was gonna show up, because there's brilliance in design, and when you sit back and you observe the world as a whole, there's time for everything, and I think the time for that art to showcase his world, I've not really seen it. I've not gone in search of it or seen what it looks like. I just seen a bit of it, and I'm really, really impressed, because I know it's Tony Babel, so I might be making mistakes on his name, but I think you guys know who I'm talking about. And if you don't worry, you find out soon. So yeah, that's just about it for me. But really, it's really been impressive with what I've seen, and I'm hoping to get to experience a bit more from you guys, because you guys already know, like, you guys are ready for it, I know. So yeah, that's about it. But what I would say is, in relationship to how you guys showcase it and explain your artworks, I feel not enough people actually get to experience your works. No, not enough people actually get to experience your works, and I don't know. I don't know, but over time, hopefully, people will get to see what you can actually showcase, and that will be something. With the culture we are in today, it's not going to be a big deal. Over time, people will get to hear and people get to know, because information flows all the way down, and sometimes it takes a while for people to get it, but they actually do in the end. So they eventually do in the end. So that's about it. But for the culture that we actually embraced, or we actually engrossed in, rather, the culture that we are living in now, I would say it's not. I don't think there's anything like, because for me, I'll say the highest form of anomaly in the culture that I would say is racism. And over time in my life, I'll say I've not really experienced anything, any form of it. I've only experienced a bit, in and out of it. It's not. I don't really go around looking for it, so I tend not to find it. So yeah, I tend to get like a clear focus on what I actually want to do, and just dust it off the side. But over time, of recent, recently I tend to see a bit more, and to be honest, for me, I don't I don't like to see it. I shrug it to the side and just like keep a clear head. But then again, it's coming. It's like coming up over sometimes. I don't know why. I'm just saying that it's what's happening. It's what I'm feeling, I guess. So that's why I'm just, it's out there. So it's just one of those things. It's not like it's nothing new. It's like every day. It's like the every day, yeah. So I'm not saying like I'm just one person. So I'm not even worried about what you guys actually think, because you guys can think whatever. I'm just airing my view. Over time, I feel I don't think there's a culture shift as it stands. There's no culture shift. We're actually just living as it stands now. We're living, and people that I've come across are actually like really, really, really like a well-rounded people, and I'm not like scared of what I'm going to. What's in front of me, like what's coming, or what's ahead. I'm not really scared of it, because I know with time everything changes, like everything happens with time. So over time, everything, there's a balance with life over time. There's a balance with life over time. There's a balance with life over time. So I'm not really scared about whatever I get to see ahead. So I'm just pressing on and moving forward and trying to get to the goal. So yeah, but we people and fostering relationship and connecting with people is I would say it's not been an issue. Like people are actually there. I think where I'm having like a why I'm kind of shaky with culture is with what I've actually been watching. Like over time, what I've been watching over time, there's I wouldn't say like I was watching a real life storytelling for happenings in the past, speaking on life and what happened, like a situation whereby disaster struck. So stuff like that, that's what I've been actually. It's not like I think I went in search of it, not like it was being recommended, because sometimes the algorithm reading kind of recommend stuff for you, and then that just shapes your mind over time. But this one, I actually went in search of it, and it was actually really engrossing. Like I actually felt the chill of life back then when things were not as great as they were now. So I really like experienced it, and I'm like, wow. So stuff like this did happen, and people make out time to go in search of it, understand what made it happen, and then bring it back to civilization and explain to them. So it's just epic to see. So that was like a culture shake for me, like, because I've not really like experienced it. You know, when you live in La La Land, you actually feel everything is just it's always rosy, and then when you get thrown into like a Mad Max movie, and then you're on pause, because you're lost, you don't know what's happening. Like it's a dog eat dog world out and there sometimes, and you're not even a dog. You're probably like maybe one of the bones, and you're just walking around. So yeah, so it's just some of those things. And then when it's being explained to you in such light, like in a dire situation, like you're just thrown into it, and you're forced to swim, my days. And then you are just left standing, though. But I think it's just it's media, so sometimes the media scares you, so you don't let it get to you. You get up and go regardless. So I'll say, yeah. So some of the little shakes that I've actually come in contact with. I'll say for me, I just watch it like I was watching a movie, and then I did not hold too much meaning to it, and then I just sat down and read something that was brain stimulating, and then just carried on with my day. I think over time I've been looking to because I just moved into a new place, and I'm looking to take time now to like get my knowledge up, read something that actually brighten up my shape up myself, my person, give me more charisma, you know. you need to be more cultured as a person, then you have substance. You're not always talking about yourself all the time. I feel you should also have other things to actually give when you're in a community or in a space with people. So then again, you just need to brush yourself up, watch something interesting. What have I watched of late that I did like? I think I watched some podcasts, but then again, I wanted to play more video games. So then I stopped and played some video games. So I have to be real with you. That's some of it. And then I took out time to spend time with family, because family is all you got, really. So then you need to spend time with family, make sure you play with them like a kid. You don't take to, because you need to sit with them and just give them the feeling of being loved. Make sure that they understand that time is fleeting, and even if you're spending time now, no offense, God willing, we're gonna live forever, but we're humans still. So you tend to spend time with family, show more love, show more compassion, treat everybody evenly, treat everybody how you want to be treated. Because I feel if you don't treat people the way you want to be treated, at some point in your life you don't get treated the way you were expecting, then you feel what that person has felt. And it may not be like a serious issue, it may be a petty issue for you, and then again, you are gonna be surprised at how pained you are for just that little ego check that they gave you. So it's something to just think on if you have the time. Some of you just toss this to the side. I'm just saying, for me, I feel over time you should tend to spend time with family. Give them a nudge or two, call them up. Don't be always busy. Don't always be busy. Call them up. I know I'm guilty of this, but call them up. Hit them up, just say, hey, what's up, how are you, what's happening, check up on them, make sure they know that you care. And if you can't check up on them, hit them a text, shoot them a text, and just let them be. So yeah, some of this, the culture that we're experiencing these days, I'm not feeling down for it, but I feel like the Gen Z need to we need to take the Gen Z to back to 1990s, man, and just sit them down for I think a good 1 hour, like let them experience a 90s kid for an hour, like experience being a 90s kid for an hour, and I think they will learn a lot from it, if I'm being honest. Like, I think that's the best form of teaching I can actually give a Gen Z, if you ask me. Like, sit them down with a 90s kids, like just sit them down with a 90s kids for an hour, for a good hour, a Gen Z, and sit the Gen Z down with a 90s kids for a good hour. Let them just stop talking and listen for us. No offense. I understand that they want to air their views on all, but to some degree, just sit and listen. I think they will gain more, but I think they should sit with some 90 kids. Sit some 90 kids, even the ones that... the ones that listen to Tupac to some degree. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that you should like add all ghetto and thuggy. There's no reason for that, but like you should hang out with people that have more cultured perspective to life, people that actually embrace you, they don't judge you, they don't care about what you want to do, but they just give you knowledge and sit you down and explain things in basic terms for you. And because we tend to like argue too much because we feel, because we don't get the view of the point where the person is coming from, so we argue instead of just taking our time to listen to what the person has to say. Okay, I'm not gonna talk about myself here, I'm just gonna say like we should like just sit and listen. Don't check it too much. Like, I know you have something to say, but then again, just let it slide. Let the person finish what he has to say. Let the person win this argument for once. You don't have to win every argument, if you ask me. You don't have to, like, really, you don't have to win every argument. So yeah, if this person can actually win one, then you just be fine. It takes like at most 30 minutes and you're done. It's not like a big deal. So over time, you're gonna build relationship, you're gonna build more charisma, you're gonna listen more, you're gonna talk less, like you're gonna like embrace the culture. And the modern culture that we are living in currently is something that needs more of the past in it. Like, for the culture that I mean for culture now, because everything is out in the open, like there's nothing hidden and we don't care. But to some degree, we have there's no mannerism, like, no offense, but there's no mannerism, like everybody do whatever they like, and it's fine and good, we have all the power in the world to do whatever we want with ourselves. But then again, we are living in a world with over 8 billion people, so we are not the only ones alive. So we should like take pain to like behave more cultured, like behave more upstanding. There's nothing like we see ourselves like we see people behaving rash and unproductive or like just something silly, and then instead of like to call the person to order, we just let it slide and let the person continue with the stupidity, and everybody is okay with it. And sometimes it just baffles me. I'd be like, bro, you should know better. And I'm not saying I'm the best at behavior, but then again, to some degree, I look at you and I want to behave like you, but I want to see you behaving better so that I can actually follow up in your footsteps. But then again, but that's just my own thoughts. And I think for the cultural aspect, I think we'll be fine still. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. It's just one of those things. Just one of those things, if you know. So I'm not really like too worried about it. I feel the more we live, the more we learn, we're growing as a people. We are actually better than we were we were when we started, so we're not missing anything as it stands. Yeah, we're not missing anything as it stands, and yeah, I feel we're gonna kill it as we keep going. So keep going further, we're gonna actually kill it. So then again, when I see all this and I'm a bit confused and I don't know what to do, and I'm getting bored, or I'm asking myself too many questions and I'm finding it difficult to get some answers, and I've done research and I've read some books and I've put that all out the way, I just go and play some video games and shoot some people up. Yeah, I go and I play COD. Like, I played COD. And for the first 5 minutes, I don't know what I was doing. I was just running around trying to get supplies. And that was not fun. Because I was like the only guy standing and just watching. And people were just shooting at me. And I was like, what's happening? Why is it that... Why do they see me first and I don't see them? Like, yeah, literally in front of me, but there's so many distractions. I think it's because of the graphics or something. I don't know. But then again, it was good fun. And I did not really learn anything about teamwork there. I was just trying to get cues and I was doing a poor job on it. I did though, but... But yeah, it's just it's thrilling. Like, it's thrilling. Like, it gives me the thrills of being in battle, and I think I like Battlefield. Is it Battlefield 2042 or something? I think I like that one way more than COD because I tried it too. And although I'll say COD has more realistic fighting because of the first person, but then when I was playing Battlefield, I saw realism, but it was too like fluid, and I did like Battlefield way more than COD, because COD there was so much movement, so I could not watch it for a long period of time. I got like motion sickness because my head started spinning a bit. So, but when I was like doing the Battlefield 2042 or something, I think that's the name. But that was, I kind of enjoyed it a bit more because it was kind of smooth, in and out. Like, I got killed a couple of times, but then I could actually see a target that I wanted to hit. But you see, everybody just, they be twitching, I can't lie, they be twitching, everybody's like, what's happening? Like, so yeah, some of those things I just tend to experience, and although it was a lovely experience, but come on, my brain, I tried to keep up with those guys, man, they be twitching, I can't lie. So yeah, so I played a few games. I played Uncharted, Ghost of Tsushima. Like, there's some really, really clean experiences in the video games that I just I tried out this couple of months, this past month rather, and I really did enjoy some of them, like Mortal Kombat. Like, the MK1 was actually really impressive, I can't lie. And I'm getting a handle on it. I'm trying the combos, and I think I'm failing a bit, but I'm not doing too bad, because I was trying Kenshi, and I was getting some hits in. Yeah, so it's just like the experience I get from it is something that keeps me engaged. It keeps me engaged, like it keeps me mentally stimulated. Like, over time I get very, very stimulated. I work my way around things easily. I understand things a bit more. Understand things a lot more. I understand things way faster. Like, I know when there are pings going out, like to get to point A, point A to point B, and all that is just simple teaching that you don't need like a teacher to point it out for you, because you are actually learning on the go. So it's easier, like, for kids that are growing up to like venture into it. Like, if you see whatever game you like, not necessarily the ones that I'm talking about, but if you see whatever games you like that will mentally stimulate you and get you walking, get your arms moving, your blood pumping, or thrill, that gives you the thrills of a bit of satisfaction, like, yeah, you should like venture into it, try it out, play some video games, like spend time around this piece of engaging with just yourself, because in this world, in the world we live currently, what we experience on our own currently, because everybody, we are more secluded, we are more separated as it stands, like, except you have a partner, or you have like a girlfriend, or you have a boyfriend, then that's when you tend to like experience things in duality. But currently we've taken co-op. We've taken co-op online, and so co-op is more of an online experience now, and I really miss those split screen games, man. I really do miss the split screen when I get to play Blur with my friends, play FIFA on a 4-pad connected to just the system. Like, come on, it was beautiful. The game was way more intense when I had my friends around me playing with me. I can't lie, like, I had my friends playing with me on just one console, and I was getting trashed, to be honest. Like, I've actually won games with my friends around that, but I like to tell you, like, the time I actually lost, so you know that, yeah, it's difficult to actually get the W. It's not like you wake up and you get the W. So if you keep at it and you're actually in tune with what you're doing, if you like what you're doing, then definitely you get the W. But if you just want the quick wins and you're not really invested in it, and I'm not saying you should sit down and play video games for a whole year and not actually do anything else with your life. Nah, I'm just saying, like, if you wanna, like, you should spend time on it. Like, you should spend time on it. Spend time, cultivate the habit of like taking a downtime, curing the stress of work on the PC, on your gaming tab, on your big screen TV. Like, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, you can watch home videos, watch some like some movies and all that, but then again, you live in the real world, you need to engage in some form of motion movements, like some form of interaction with some perspective, so you can actually like foster growth within yourself. Like, this is something that as humans we are prone to do, because we have self-growth within ourselves, like doing different tasks, exchanging time for money, yeah, like all that things. That when we've gone through all those stages and we are stressed and want to relax and you want to like take your downtime, take your downtime doing something that you actually find joy in. Like, I see some people take out time to play Candy Crush. Like, Candy Crush can also be a very like a good way to like ease stress, and it's amazing how much of a stress killer it is. You don't know, you don't see it, but then again, all those blobs and breakages of the crushes of the candy that you do, this is something that is can be stress alleviating, and if you keep at it, then you see that you can use it in your day-to-day activities also, and solve little problems that you get here and there. And yes, I feel if you take a habit in it, it's way better than some other habits that are not like fruitful as it, because we as humans, we are habitual creatures. We tend to go back to what we like, go back over time, go back. And if we are doing something that we love and it's giving us satisfaction and pleasure, then we'll keep going back to it. So if over time you find something that is mentally stimulating, keeps you engaged, gets your blood pumping, gets your hands twitching, gets you walking. Yeah, you know, like there's some people that are actually good to play pianos and they keep at it and they're very good. Like you can play an instrument, but what I'm saying is, for me, I find joy in playing video games. I'm just trying to show you that it's a necessity and you should not like toss it to the side. Take out time and play some video games, brother. Come on. And for me, I play, you know my brand, so yeah. I do play other games, but yeah, that one is kind of a bit challenging because now I'm trying to climb the ranks and I'm getting trashed. I've been playing with some cool guys and it's fine. But I think I will schedule more time to like climb the ranks. Although I get a bit salty, and it's fine. I know it takes pains to climb the ranks, so I'm not too bothered. So yeah, over time, I've learned to like cultivate a habit to like give a little bit more energy to like doing some gaming, take out time to play some video games. Like I'm actually currently waiting for the LCK to start, so I see what they've been cooking up. Because okay, I'm gonna say this. I thought about it. I watched it in MSI. I think it was the quarterfinal, and I'm particular on it because it's Kyria. Kyria did this, and I really didn't think too much about it at first, but I saw it. When I saw Kyria play that champ, it was Orin. Kyria played Orin, and Kyria is the support, as you know. He played Orin, he's the support, and Guma Yusi is playing Senna, and Kyria as the support should be roaming. no offense, but I was surprised, but Kyria should be roaming. And Kyria is not roaming. Kyria is farming for a good level 4. He farmed till he got to level 4. Then Guma was roaming. And I was like, why is Guma roaming? Like, he should actually be farming. And Kyria should be the one roaming. Why is this switch? Then I thought to myself, like, Kyria is a full shop once he hits level 5. Now Guma walks in on Kyria just hitting level 4. And Guma Yusi can just keep farming. I'm trying to get kills. Farm for let's see till he gets to level 4. By then, Kyria is definitely at level 5, and then Kyria can just sit and open the shop for him every single time he wants to get something, and he gets it on the go. Then I'm like, come on, you can't be serious. I was like, so this was the plan all along. Like, it's pretty neat one, but I won't say it took me too long to get it, but then again, I was like, come on, you can't, it's illegal, it's illegal. That's far on the play. I saw it, I was really amazed. This is why I tell you, like, I take our time to, like, enjoy the video games I play. So I don't just, like, sit and start playing video games now. I take our time to enjoy the ones I play. So I gain value over time, I gain value over time. It's necessary to gain value over time, because if I don't gain value over time, as I play, I tend to fall off and then I'm not enjoying it, or I'm not gaining anything from it, and that's just not acceptable for me. So this was I saw this in the MSI quarterfinals, and I was really, really impressed because I did not see it coming. And I'm taking a liking to so many of the guys, but I will keep it on the low. I'll keep it in the wraps because I need to, like, there's something I want to do for the gaming community, like I said, because I've missed them a lot. So I'm planning on some new variations that I'm going to throw out there and see if they like it. And if they don't, I'm going to still keep doing it because I like them, so I'm going to show them some love, you know. you know. So like, let's just keep it on the wraps. Like, when you see, just tell me what you think, and you know, we'll keep pushing. It's necessary to put our value, and because you guys keep showing love, like the art community, like you guys have been amazing. I must say, like, you guys keep showing love, and I must say, like, I'm really impressed. I'm gonna keep it on the wraps. Well, it's a love. So many things happening in the works. Thank you for your time. Hope you've gained a lot from this. This is just me, Ebuka, your host. Peace. Love you all. See you on the next one. Bye.